Blog Talk Radio.
The storm to pass, storm you can't last, go away. Certainly we are having some storms in our lives, and we know that storms come and go, and even on today it's raining, but certainly we have the power and certainly the authority. Jesus spoke to the winds and the waves, and certainly they obeyed. He said, peace, be still. And perhaps on today you need to be reminded that you can speak to your psalm and say, peace, be still. Greg O'Quinn, Joyful Noise, we took it way back. I told the storm to pass. Well, God bless you, listening audience. It is Saturday once again. It is the 1 p.m. hour, and you are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, and the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. And certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. Tell your family, tell your friend, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. You can also call in to the studio live, 619-924-0800. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. Look for Global Gospel on those media platforms as well. We are also on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr, we are on Instagram. And all you have to do is look for Global Gospel. And certainly we will be delighted to connect with you and accept your friend request. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to each and every episode. And certainly is there for your benefit and certainly for your enjoyment any time of day or night. Just click on the link. For those of you that have tuned in for the first time and you're wondering how can you contact Global Gospel, well, you can connect with Global Gospel. That is P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where our zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we are looking forward to hearing from you. Perhaps you may have a testimony. You may have a song. You may have something to share, a ministry to share. You may be the author of a book. You may be a musician. You may be a composer. You may be providing services to your community or for the body of Christ. You may be an entrepreneur, but certainly we encourage you to share with us, the listening audience here at Global Gospel. Make sure you connect with us. We want to shout out our sponsors, MPT Enterprise, Abyssinia, Third Lounge, Melanated Beards, Grandma Etta's Quilting, and the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. Certainly thank God for you, you, and for you. Shout out to the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Townsend family, the Hartley family, the Furman family, the Hernandez family, the Locke family, the Wiggins family, the Wilson family, the Thompson family, the Allen family, the Washington family, the Bradley family, the Brinson family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Jones family, the Bowers family, the Cox family, the Latham family, the Robinson family, the Talley family, the Fells family. We thank God for you, you, and you, our listening audience. Continue to share the Global Gospel experience with those around us, the Davis family as well. We thank God for all of you. And then those are listening around the world, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, California, Michigan, Illinois, Canada, Mexico, Colombia, Jamaica, West Indies, Suriname, Brazil, Uruguay, South Africa, Mozambique, Kenya, Uganda, the Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, the Ivory Coast, Sierra Leone, the United Arab Emirates, Pakistan, South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, the Philippines, Australia, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Switzerland, Hungary, the Czech Republic, Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. We thank God for you, you and you, for listening and sharing with Global Gospel. Certainly, we look forward to this experience each and every week. For those that may not know, our theme scripture here is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. And it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Certainly, that is our theme scripture. And the scripture, if you were to read on a little further, it would say, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And so today we come to share with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We came to let you know that whatever your problem, whatever your situation, that certainly Jesus is the answer for the world today. Andre Crouch said, above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. And certainly we need to know that he is the only on today. And certainly if you're down and out, if you're oppressed, if you're suicidal, certainly if you're going through trials and tribulations and trouble in your life, if you've been used and abused and mistreated, certainly we want you to know that certainly Christ is the answer. Jesus cares. He lived for you. He shed his blood for you. He died for you. And certainly there is nothing too hard for God. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to his power that works within us. So we praise God today for the opportunity to share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ. And certainly we do have on this episode, we do have a special guest that will be sharing with us in just a few minutes. And so we want you to sit tight and hold on and wait to see what the Lord has to say to us through our very special guest. Again, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Global Gospel in this experience. And certainly we are going to go to a break. And when we come back from that break, you will be hearing from our very special guest on today. As we go to break, stay tuned and be blessed. have our special guest here in studio with us. Hello, special guest.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm well. And yourself?
I'm great. I am great.
That is awesome to hear. And perhaps someone didn't read the headline for today or they didn't catch your voice. Tell our listening audience who you are.
I am Sawana, and the lead singer of the Children of God, Sawana Springfield.
Awesome. Well, we thank you, Sawana Springfield, for sharing with us on today and representing the Children of God. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am, first of all, I am a woman of God. I am a mother. I'm a wife. I'm an evangelist. And I'm just a woman that I just love God. You know, I love what I do for the kingdom. And I'm a salon owner, been doing hair probably for over 30 years. That's pretty much me.
Awesome, awesome. And so it sounds like you are a very busy woman of God. And certainly I'm glad that you were able to take time out of your busy schedule. And I know even as we speak now, you're busy. But we thank God that you're able to take time out of your busy schedule just to share with the global gospel audience. And so tell us, all this that you mentioned that you do, evangelist, mother, wife, entrepreneur, business owner, how do you have, where did you find time to sing, or when did you start singing?
Well, I've been singing since I was the age of four. However, this ministry has been established for about 28 years. It was started by my children. My previous husband, we traveled and done ministry, and so we would look around, and the kids would, you know, write up a request and say, you know, the MC would say, hey, there's some little kids that want to sing. So we knew that our kids could sing, but we didn't know that they were, you know, outside singers. And so we look around and it would be our children. And so that's kind of how, you know, it all started. But yeah, I've been singing for a long time. And so I like to say that I was born into this, you know, this is something that I was just born into. And so I'm always going to make time for Christ, you know, first. So, you know, that's my first fruit is just doing ministry. I just love it.
Awesome, awesome. So this kind of started out as an unplanned situation for the Children of God, but you've been doing this all along.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So they let you know, listen,
yes.
Mom, Dad, we want to sing. Now what?
Right. So, you know, it was kind of like that. It was just like, you know, then we started seeing, you know, the creativity. And so what we did was we started you know, just kind of critiquing what they already, you know, what was already inside of them. And before we knew it, the ministry just kind of took off and, you know, it just kind of went from there. So, and then I was going to just quote unquote manage the group. And I ended up being landed the opportunity to become their lead singer. And so, yeah, that's just how that went.
Awesome, awesome. That's how God orders our steps. And so tell listen audience where you're from.
Yes, we're from Cincinnati, Ohio. I am originally from Atlanta, Georgia. So, yeah.
Okay, awesome, awesome. All right, so we are going to have to meet up with you in the group somewhere, or either we're going to have to make sure you make your way to New York. So
I would love that.
All right. And I think you're coming to New York in a little while. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But
okay.
Sawana and the Children of God. And so this first song that we talked about, The Blood. Now, tell us a little bit about that. Our listening audience just heard a little bit of it.
Okay. So, yes. So The Blood, we all know that is an old traditional song that most churches have sang throughout life, you know, Communion Sunday. However, one day I was at a Seven Last Word service, and so one of the preachers, he must have said, drip, drop, drop, drip, one of those groups was mine in his message, and it really resonated something in my spirit. And I was like, I'm ready to recreate that. That is a, it's not necessarily just a song, but I would like to add that it's a movement, you know, because so often we get so consumed in life that we forget about the blood, the significance of the blood and the fact that it is the blood that saved us, it's the blood that cleansed us, it's the blood, everything that we need, we can find it in the blood. You know, and so it just did something for my spirit, and my career, you know, it just started. I pulled out my phone and I started writing the song right then, you know, just, you know, creating it, you know, what I wanted it to sound like. And I knew that God would, you know, set it up to do what it needs to do. And I believe that it is released at a time where people will understand how important the blood is.
Awesome. That is well said. And do you write most of your music or all of your music?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So God has given you that ability to not only sing, but to write as well.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome. That is well said. And so being in ministry as well as just singing, and you said how you were inspired from that drip drop. And so many times and people see the glamorization of music and song, but as you said, there is a message behind it. It's not just the blood. Mm-hmm. That's just another song. And so how important is the message of music to you?
Well, I would like to add that, you know, one thing about music, you know, if you don't, as for a songwriter, I feel like we have to be intimate in what we do. You know, there are times like in my moment of, I would like to call it creativity, that's my moment of being, you know, intimate with the Lord, because mm-hmm. it needs to first, you know, I should be able to feel it first, or it should be able to cause a change in me first. If I'm going to be, you know, put it out to the world, then, you know, others can then feel exactly what is coming from the message. Like many of my songs, a lot of people will say, well, how did you come up? Most of them are lived experience, you know. And so when you begin to sing or write what you are going through, what you are enduring, I feel as though it can be more effective.
Awesome. And certainly that is very important too in a day and time where our integrity of the ministry is on the line, certainly that we say something meaningful and personal, and certainly share our experiences with other people and let people know that, listen, you can make it. And so Shawana and the Children of God, and so obviously it started out as a parent-child situation, and so how do you manage to, or what is your advice to someone that is writing or preaching or ministering or even being a parent or a spouse in bridging the generations and keeping remaining relevant in a changing world?
So my message would be, you know, one thing is we have to have a relationship, you know, whom we're representing, you know. You know, I don't ever like to look at God as creating a brand, because he is the brand, right? But, you know, when we work for a company, it's already been branded, so we go in to represent what we are working for, right? And so I work for the kingdom. And so I would say just make sure you have a relationship with whom you are, you know, serving, and you're trying to display, you know, we are always to look like Christ, talk like him, smell like him, you know. So whatever that look like for you, as long as he get the glory, that is the message that we needs to be trying to make sure that we're, you know, exemplifying, for lack of a better phrase. That would be my message. Just make sure that you have a relationship. And then not only that, you know, make sure that everything that you're doing, it should direct back to his glory.
Amen. Well said. All right. So let's talk about this this project, we're gonna when we go to break, we're gonna talk about the next election. But this project, The Shift, The Shift. Tell us about The Shift.
The Shift is exactly that. So, you know, we are considered quartet, you know, quartet artists or traditional quartet artists. I like to say I create traditional gospel music. But in the quartet genre of music, people are really heavy on a drive. So my thing is I tell people, you put it in drive, I shift the gears, because I am an atmosphere shifter. And so when we created, and I was like, well, Lord, what is the title of this project going to be? And immediately, The Shift, because we are atmosphere shifter. When I go into atmospheres, I go in it with the mindset to shift the tone, to shift what is in operation. You know, we don't want to miss what is needed. And so that's how The Shift came about. Even when people play this record, I need something to shift in their lives. First thing first, the thought, because, you know, so a man thinketh, so is he. And if the Bible says, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus, and we need to start shifting that mind. And so if we can get that mind to shift, then everything else will align up, is what I believe.
All right, preacher, I hear you. All right. listen, you are what you are. Listen, ministry is all about ministry, right?
Right. Ministry. Right. Absolutely.
So I hear that. Put it in drive, we're going to shift. All right. I might have to use that. It's like, makes me think of the old song I heard somebody sing about the Christian automobile. And as a traditional quartet singer, I'm sure you know that one.
Yes, indeed.
But, all right, so we're Christian automobile and we're shifting. All right, so let's talk about Push.
Push. So, Push. Now, Push is very, very sentimental for me. Push is a lived song. Every word on that song, I lived it. Push was written in one of the darkest times of my life, just as the song was saying. I wrote that song after I buried my sister. It'll be 5 years, May the 17th, and it seems like 5 days, right? We lost her unexpectedly, and as saved as I am, that took me to a very, very, very dark place, like one that I not only thought I couldn't come out of, one that I didn't want to come out of. I literally begged God for about 8 months to let me die, you know, and he would not do it. And I remember one night also, well, I said, well, Lord, either I'm having a nervous breakdown or this is the night you're getting ready to answer my prayer. You're getting ready to allow me to die. I was shaking. I just couldn't get it together. I felt like I was literally, I never died before, so I don't know what dying feel like, but I was like, well, maybe I'm getting ready to get my wish. And so I didn't die, but the Lord took his arms and he, you know, just held me in his arms and he began to rock me to sleep and hum me a lullaby, you know, as if like there were no words. It was just like a hum, a tune. And as he began to do that, then I remember that night I rest better than I had rest in a long time. And I woke up that next morning and I began to say, you know, I'm not going to die in this. And I began to change my language and God literally changed my story. And I began to muster up enough strength to just live again. And daily, even in some of my worst days, because, you know, grieving is a process. I tell people, you just have to go through the process. And while going through it, you have to trust it, right? And that's so much easier said than done. So I began to change my language. And when I would have what I would call a rough moment or a rough spot, I would say, I'm not going to die in this. I would remind, you know, myself of the words, but I would remind God of the words, you know, I'm not going to die in this. And I felt as though God would just renew my strength daily. And so that's generally how Push came about. And shortly after, I felt like I was just there. My sister's only child was gunned down in broad daylight. And I remember almost saying, God, just let me die. And I said, no, I'm not going to die in this. And it seemed like going through that process, it wasn't easy, but it was a lot easier than what it was when I had to bury my sister, right? So that's how Push came about, Push to get to the promise. Because, listen, if your promise is on the other side of the push, and you don't put the work in with the faith, faith and work go hand in hand, then you cannot get to your promise. That's
right.
Simple.
All right, here it is. Push.
Stay tuned.
Jesus.
Few years ago, I was in the darkest time in my life. I remember laying down. I had so many tears all in my eyes. I was begging God, begging God, please, just let me die.
Let me die.
He said, hold on, my child, I come to reassure you, it's gonna get better, it's gonna get better. He told me this. He said, you gotta push, don't give up. I got work for you to do. You gotta trust me, I ain't never left you, and I'm able to pull you through. You gotta
push,
oh,
to get to the promise.
Push
to get to
to hold on. I don't care how rough it gets, because God, he ain't never left you. Maybe somebody's driving their car or laying in their bed right now, and you feel a little bit like I felt. Can I serve you notice right now, my child? God is, he is your very present help. You gotta push, don't give up. Got work for you to do. You gotta trust him, he ain't never left you. He's able to pull you through. You got
to
get to,
the promise.
I done raised you right, but you gotta trust in God.
Get to the promise.
Faith without works is dead. I dare you to hold on,
get to the promise.
Because God, he ain't
there it is. Push, push. Sawana and the children of God, certainly here live in studio today. Our number in studio, if you desire to call in, 619-924-0800. We do want to hear from you, our listening audience, 619-924-0800. Push to get through the promise. All right. Certainly we thank God for that testimony that you have. Amen.
Yes, 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 yes.
And certainly, as you were talking before, we went to the song, and you said that, you know, there was a moment in time we just wanted God to take your life. And certainly, you're not there by yourself. There are so many people today that are wishing that they would die. They would, they're taking their lives. They're taking other people's lives. And certainly this is not limited to the unbeliever. And certainly at one time it was almost like a epidemic. I mean, pastors of not small ministries, large ministries were doing the same thing. And so your message that is so important to push, don't die here. And because there's many suicidal people, young and old, the young people are experiencing peer pressure from social media, from their associates in school and abroad. And it is a real problem out here. I'm sure you agree.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. 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 But here's the thing. Here's the flip side of that. In that moment, I didn't understand even what I was saying. I understood what I wanted to happen, I thought, because that felt as though it was the easy way out. However, in order for something to live, something has to die. And so often we don't want to die to the things that needs to die. And every now and then it may be losing a loved one for family member, other family members to get closer, you know. And so it's hard to look at it like that in that moment. But when we even think about the crucifixion of Jesus, you know, even when they began to lay him down, there was a great shaking in the earth. The earth began to shake. And the graves began to open, and those that were dead, they began to rise. So in order for something to live, something has to die, you know. And so it ain't always a bad thing. Now, committing suicide is. Never tell anybody. Don't do it. Push on. Push through the pain, because there is a blessing on the other side of the push, but you got to get there. You got to get there. And in order to get to that other side of there, you can't look at what's in the middle. Come on, woman with the issue of blood. She couldn't look at all those people. She just knew what she needed was on the other side of there. So she had to push on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody.
Right.
You know,
amen.
So we got to push on. We got to push on. So
push on.
I had to live that thing. I had to push on.
And that's what people don't understand about a lot of times they see people in ministry, but listen, people have to experience what they preach about, what they sing about.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
it's not, ministry isn't, people glamorize it, but listen, they don't know what you go home to deal with.
Man, what?
They don't know what you deal with on the way to get where you have to be to minister.
That part. Mm-hmm.
And so it's a push. It's a push.
It is.
And,
it is. I'm on an assignment right now. I'm on an assignment right now as we even speak. And, you know, we've driven 16 hours, but we've been on the road for 24. And I'm sitting here now, and I'm trying to check in. And they want extra money to check in early. So people don't know what we have to go through, even when we're out here on these assignments. But when you know you're on assignment, on an assignment, you got to trust the process. You can't get, you know, you might get frustrated in it. You may get discouraged in it, but we can't quit in it. Come on, can I say that again? You may get discouraged in it, but you can't quit in it when you're on an assignment. Now, when you're on an agenda, because sometimes our agendas are self-agendas, it's easy to give up. It's easy to quit because you're on your agenda. But when you're on God's assignment, you got to go on through the process, and you got to trust it. Somebody ought to say that.
Amen. That's good right there. You're on assignment, not an agenda. And I was talking to a musician the other day, and he's an accomplished musician, and said, the minute someone says to me that they're going to their next gig, they said the conversation is over.
That's something that makes me cringe. It makes me cringe. Could I be honest? And you get it a lot from the musicians. And I can't, when I slip up and say that, I want to be punished.
All right. So we have a few minutes left. Now, I want you to tell the listening audience certainly how they can be a blessing to the ministry and participate in the ministry. And so The Shift is not the only project out there. But we want our audience to know how they can invest in The Shift and all your other projects. You can tell us what they are and how they can purchase.
Yes, so thank you so much for that. You can purchase all of our music on all of your digital outlets, such as Amazon, Google Play, Apple Music, etc. You can contact us on all of our social media platforms to get product. We also did not want to leave out people that's not really good with the downloads and things of that nature. So we wanted to make sure we had hard copies. So we have hard copies. We'll mail
wow.
you one. We'll do whatever. We was look, because I feel like, you know, they're going to be the world is forever evolving. So, yeah, we don't want to get away from the old, because they're, you know, it always have a way of just, you know, not only evolving, even revolving, you know, coming back around. Things have resurfaced. So, you know, we have hard copies, and we have COG, the blood shirt, drip, drop, drop, drip. One of those drips was mine. We got T-shirts. We got cups. We got different type of merchandise. But you can also reach me on Sawana and the Children of God. That's our Facebook page. My personal page is Sawana Springfield. I always try to stay personal. If you ever want somebody to pray with, but now I don't do the okey-doke. You know, if you want to reach out to me and we pray and connect, I love relationships. I'm big on relationships, because you never know who you're going to need. And so on our Instagram, we're Sawana and COG. And if you ever want to book us, you can book us by reaching out to my booking manager, which is Jerry Mickens, at 513-349-8423. Again, can I repeat that? 513-349-8423. And then we have an app that's SawanaSpringfield.com, and that will kind of, you know, lead you to all of our other things to connect with us with.
Awesome. Now, listen, audience, I'm going to give you the number one more time. MPT Enterprise is going to sponsor a hard copy CD for you. Now, listen, the key is you still have to have a CD player in your house or in your car, but certainly give us a call, 619-924-0800, and certainly we will make that happen for you. Well, we thank you, Evangelist Sawana and the Children of God, for sharing with us in this hour. I'm sure there's some people that you would like to shout out today, some people that inspire you, perhaps your musicians, the members of the group, but I'm sure there's somebody out there that is waiting to hear that shout out on today.
Yes. So we always going to give God glory.
Yes,
and I want to thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, because you did not have to allow it to be so, right? So we thank you so much. And then I would like to definitely for sure send a huge shout out to all of Millennial Sounds Record, Pastor Todd McLennan, who have been such a blessing to us as a whole, saw something, invested, made it happen. So we sent a huge shout out to Pastor Todd McLennan and the entire Millennial Sounds Record Company. We thank them so much. And all of our, you know, listeners, we thank God for you, because without you, there's no us. And, of course, my entire team, they know they mean the absolute world to me. And so I just thank God for choosing such a people to do such a ministry.
Awesome. That is well said, and we thank God for all those people that share in the ministry as well. You are on assignment currently, and I know that you have some upcoming events, and certainly would you like to share your itinerary with the audience?
Well, again, this kind of, if you can go on our page and like our page, we try to keep everything plugged in, you know, our up-and-coming events and things of that nature. The Lord is definitely opening up doors and putting our name in places that our feet have not even entered yet. So I would just like, you know, just for the sake of time, if you could just go on the Sawana and the Children of God page, like it, become our friend, connect with us. I promise you, you will not miss an event. Can we do it that way?
Okay, awesome. That is well said. And certainly we do want you to look that up, because Sawana and the Children of God are going to be in the New York area June 25th. Going to be in
Rochester,
correct?
New York.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
A little birdie
dropped that in my ear. Well, we'll see what we can do. We'll see
okay.
what we can do.
Okay.
It's about 6 hours away, but, you know. We'll see.
Oh, okay. But
I'm
listen,
in Long Island.
So how far,
listen,
how,
we're going to have to invite you to Long Island.
I'm actually going to be in Jersey. How far is that? Because I'm going to be in Jersey coming up in September.
Okay.
Kind of that way. Just a little further.
Bridge. Yeah,
Oh, well, then I'm going to for sure see you there.
What part of Jersey?
It's, I can't think of the right name.
All right,
I'll make sure you have the information. Yes.
We got time.
We're going to be there in September. So, yeah,
okay.
We definitely
right.
for sure will connect then.
All right. We'll definitely connect. And certainly it has been a blessing. And certainly we thank God for Millennial Records for reaching out to us and Sister LaFisha for reaching out with us and that you're able to share this ministry with us. And certainly we pray God's blessings on you, all your endeavors and wherever you are at now. We pray that, you know, God just open doors and make a way for you. And we know as I have Christian Automobile stuck in my mind, but you know, faith is your driving wheel, your steering wheel.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
We know that you just talked about faith and pushing through and persevering. And certainly we know and trust and believe that God can do anything. Certainly he can do all things. And certainly we know that God is able. And certainly when he puts us on assignment, we know that we're not on assignment for no reason. So again, we thank you. And we know that you must get back to your busy schedule. But before we leave, we want you to give your concluding remarks for the day. And certainly we are going to conclude with the blood, and we're going to ask that you just pray us out.
Thank you so much. So I just want to say to everyone that is listening to just understand that we are in one of the greatest seasons of our lives. If it's a challenging season, you're in the greatest season, because right before the blessing, there's always a test. So if you find your life in a challenging place, understand you need to go ahead and praise him in advance, because you're coming out victorious. So push on and understand that the blood dropped the charges. And so whatever that charge looked like for you, because of the blood, the charges have been dropped. So we just want you to start putting a praise on your expectancy, what you expect to see happen. And so, Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this man of God that have allowed us to come and so that the world could know our name. And we take no glory for it, God, but we give you glory for everything that you do in our lives. Oh, God, we thank you for a safe journey here to Houston, Texas. And as we proceed on to our next assignment to Bryan, Texas, we ask for safe travel even in that, God. But we pray that tonight someone would get to know you even better, or get to know you for the very first time, oh God. They'll begin to taste and see that you are good, oh God. And we just thank you for trusting us for such a time as this. And while you're yet trusting, God, we'll yet do the work, God. And we will do the work with holy boldness. And God, we won't compromise in this season. I pray that you continue to give us a heart of discernment, a mind to be able to see, as well as to be able to discern what it is that you're saying in this season. We ask blessing over our entire world, oh God, our entire community. And those that are connected to us, God, we pray blessings over their lives. God, we ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. It is so and so it is, and amen.
Amen. Again, we thank you for sharing with us. For those that have perhaps missed any part of this episode, immediately following the episode, you can go back and listen to it in its entirety on Blog Talk Radio, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. Please support Sawana and the Children of God. Support The Shift. Be a blessing to the ministry. Look for their itinerary. And certainly, again, we thank you. And we hope to meet and connect with you real soon. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
The blood. We're closing with it. Drip, drop.
Drop, drip.